Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, penutupan perbatasan yang sedang berlangsung di Australia telah merugikan sektor pendidikan internasional Australia dan diperkirakan akan menyusut dari 40,3 miliar dolar pada tahun 2019 menjadi 20,5 miliar dolar pada akhir 2022. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh John Baldock dan Esam Al-Ghalib. Ini merupakan masalah yang telah melanda Australia selama pandemi COVID-19, yaitu siswa internasional tidak dapat melanjutkan studi mereka. Menurut Institut Michelle dari University of Victoria, sektor pendidikan internasional akan menyusut dari 40,3 miliar dolar menjadi 20,5 miliar dolar. Prediksi penurunan 50% dalam pendaftaran tidak hanya menghancurkan institusi di seluruh Australia, namun penurunan tersebut juga berdampak pada beberapa entitas lain yang memenuhi kebutuhan siswa. Education Policy Fellow Peter Harley dari Institut Michelle menjelaskan.
I mean, you're looking at the international sector, the value of the international sector halving, the international education sector halving within by the end of next year. And that's going to have huge ramifications. It's important to remember that actually universities pretty much only account for about a quarter of that value. A lot of the value of international students is actually comes in the form of spending in the wider economy. So think about, say, property or retail and so on. So it's not just universities who are going to be affected by this. There's a lot of different parts of the economy and society that will be impacted.
Sementara pelajaran di kelas tidak dapat diikuti karena pandemi, pembelajaran online telah berkembang dengan pesat. Sebelum pandemi, pembelajaran online bernilai sekitar 9 juta dolar. Tapi pada akhir tahun 2020, jumlah itu meroket menjadi 3,3 miliar dolar. Sebagian besar peningkatan itu berasal dari siswa yang telah kembali ke negara asalnya dan masih ingin melanjutkan pendidikan mereka meskipun ada tantangan yang harus mereka hadapi. Laporan dari Institut Michelle menunjukkan pada bulan November 2020, hanya 17 ribu siswa luar negeri baru yang telah mendaftarkan diri, sangat sedikit dibandingkan biasanya 120 ribu setiap 6 bulan. Proposal pemerintah Victoria untuk menerima 120 kedatangan internasional tambahan seminggu mulai akhir bulan depan memberikan harapan bagi banyak orang. Mahasiswa akuntansi Ankasha Nagasundaram harus kembali ke Malaysia pada bulan April tahun lalu, dan ia berharap bisa kembali ke Universitas RMIT Melbourne akhir tahun ini.
I'm hoping it's as soon as possible, at least by the next semester, which starts in July. So hopefully by then. So there's been like, I think, articles today about how there's a plan, right, to bring students back each week. And yeah, I'm hoping that plan, you know, is successful and they are able to bring us back to continue face-to-face classes.
Masalah yang dihadapi oleh beberapa mahasiswa dengan kesulitan yang sama adalah antrian mahasiswa yang sudah sangat besar karena terbatasnya mahasiswa yang diperbolehkan kembali setiap minggunya. Harley mengatakan ini bisa memakan waktu beberapa bulan.
I mean, you're looking at the international sector, the value of the international sector halving, the international education sector halving within by the end of next year. And that's going to have huge ramifications. It's important to remember that actually universities pretty much only account for about a quarter of that value. A lot of the value of international students is actually comes in the form of spending in the wider economy. So think about, say, property or retail and so on. So it's not just universities who are going to be affected by this. There's a lot of different parts of the economy and society that will be impacted.
University of New South Wales memiliki 10.000 mahasiswa yang belajar di luar negeri dan berfokus untuk mendukung mereka selama masa sulit ini. Hal tersebut termasuk dua pusat pembelajaran lepas pantai yang baru di Cina memberi siswa pilihan untuk memulai atau melanjutkan studi mereka. Ada beberapa kekhawatiran di antara siswa internasional atas biaya yang dikenakan untuk pembelajaran online. Nagasundaram menjelaskan.
I think at one point, like, international students were really concerned, like, how we are, you know, we are paying fees and all that. There's nothing being done for, you know, that whole transition between face-to-face and online. We were still, you know, like, paying the whole the whole sum that how we would in online, I mean, face-to-face classes. So there wasn't really much done about it. I think that really upset like a major cohort of international students. Yeah, I guess that was the only thing that was really disturbing, I guess, for us, because the unis did not say anything, nor did they like offer any compensation.
Phil Honeywood dari International Education Association of Australia mengatakan, situasi saat ini menyoroti banyaknya peluang yang hilang tidak hanya untuk Australia, namun juga untuk wilayah yang lebih luas.
It's difficult to put an estimate on numbers that are still here. We would estimate around 100,000 are definitely here, the 700,000 we would normally have in the country. However, what we have to remind ourselves of, it's not just a $40 billion a year economic hit to Australia, according to the ABS. It's also the lost opportunity to teach the future young leaders of our own region, whether they be future business, political, academic leaders, who we've taught for some generations. And at any one time, up to a third of cabinet ministers in Indonesia and Malaysia government can be educated in Australia. And so it's actually a real loss to Australia's engagement with our region.
Saat ini, diperkirakan sekitar 260.000 lebih sedikit siswa internasional yang tinggal di Australia dibandingkan sebelum pandemi COVID-19.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.